Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Seeing the rainbow through the rain. But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called, 1 Peter 2:20-21. Anyone can attend a concert and enjoy a violinist's skill, but only another violinist can fully understand a violinist's suffering. The years of practice, self-denial, and financial hardship it takes to achieve the expertise that others will travel miles to hear. But through the musician's suffering, others are richly blessed. Peter and the early Christians understood that suffering has a place in life, and today's insight from J. Hudson Taylor will help you to do the same. Walk with J. Hudson Taylor, English founder of the China Inland Mission in the 1800s. It is possible to receive salvation through Christ but still have an imperfect appreciation of the nature and responsibilities of our calling. What are we called? To do good, to suffer for it, and to take it patiently. Now, none of the proceedings of God are arbitrary. All the acts and all the requirements of perfect wisdom and perfect goodness must of necessity be wise and good. We are called when we so suffer to take it patiently, thankfully, and joyfully, because, seen from a right point of view, there is neither ground nor excuse for impatience. On the contrary, there is abundant cause for overflowing thanks and joy. To make the message intelligible, it must be lived. Be glad that you have the opportunity to make the grace of God intelligible to unbelievers. The greater the persecutions are, the greater the power of your testimony. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 25.
Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Slaves, in reverent fear of God, submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
As Hudson Taylor makes clear, God has his own purposes in mind when Christians suffer reasons that will glorify him, even if no one else understands. Your calling is to trust and obey, in order that the overflow of your suffering might be sweet music to God. It may be just the melody a fellow sufferer needs to hear.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.